All right, good afternoon, everybody. We are now out of executive session. We're back into regular session. I've had a request if we could have legal counsel once again come up and walk the council through our options.
Thank you, Mayor and Council. Again, Mark Amberg of City Attorney's Office. When council is ready to take this matter up on a vote, it's a potentially a two-step process. The first vote the council has to consider is whether to accept or reject the finding by the Bureau. And again, that's based on the reasonableness standard, whether a reasonable person in the RU manager situation, the RU manager who came up with the finding of exonerated with a debriefing, could come to that finding based on the evidence. That's the first step. If council votes to affirm the Bureau's finding, that's the end of the council session, and that's the end of the case. That decision or that finding of the Bureau would be upheld. If council votes to reject the Bureau's finding, then you go to the second step of the process. And the second step of the process is council has to determine the finding in the case. Again, the four options for council would be unfounded, technically exonerated without a debriefing. Council could come to that conclusion. Not sustained or sustained. Does council want me to explain again what those four
Why don't standards you quickly do that for everybody's benefit?
So unfounded basically means that there's no basis in fact to that the event occurred. I look at that as the allegation is Portland Officer Smith did X when in fact it was Officer Jones from Gresham. Well, that's an unfounded finding where there's no basis in fact for the allegation. Exonerated means the act occurred. With the claim that what the officer has claimed to have done happened, but it was lawful and it was in policy. It didn't violate the Constitution, didn't violate other law, and it was also within the police bureau's policy. For not sustained or sustained finding, those are, again, the council will weigh those findings, if we get to that point, on a preponderance of the evidence, on a more likely than not basis. And for sustained or not sustained, council would need to make a determination whether it's more likely than not that the officer's actions either were within did not violate policy, in which case it would be a not sustained, or that the officer's actions on a more likely than not basis violated policy, in which case it would be a sustained finding.
Okay. Any further questions of legal counsel?
Ready for motions?
And just to try to clarify that last point, sustained means the evidence was sufficient to prove a violation of policy or procedure based on the preponderance of the evidence standard. Not sustained is the evidence was insufficient to prove a violation of policy or procedure, again, based on the preponderance of the evidence standard.
Commissioner Udaly, did you have a question?
Please.
Okay, good. So at this time, I will ask if any of my colleagues have a motion.
I have a motion. I will move to uphold the chief's finding to exonerate with debriefing.
So moved. I'll second for discussion. Commissioner Saltzman or anybody else have any comments on this?
You know, I just don't have. I can look at the video all day long, and I can't tell what's going on, but I know it's a very brief episode. I believe the complainant and his account, but I do believe that there was, I do tend to agree with the chief in terms of perhaps not misfiring of the taser, but too rapid of a firing while the taser was a distance from the complainant's body. So the taser, if it cycled 4, 5, and 6 times, it didn't necessarily hit the complainant, or I should say three, four, and five times perhaps. But I guess long and short is I feel I'm listening to different accounts of the same incident, and I don't draw any conclusions from the video. I just can't, and so I'm going to err on the side of exoneration with debrief.
Mayor, may I be heard?
Yes, Commissioner.
I'm going to oppose the motion, and then I'm going to recommend an alternative approach if the motion fails. This is the first hearing of its kind that I've participated in, and I spent quite a lot of time wrestling with the materials that I was given prior to this hearing, but I found the hearing itself very helpful and very clarifying. We are admittedly applying a very deferential standard, and we are being asked to determine whether the judgment of the Bureau fits within a reasonable person standard. And I believe the law is clear that we have to be very deferential, and I think the Chief has come very close to making out that standard. But there are too many unique circumstances in this case that trouble me that I think need to be aired out and discussed. And I don't think the Council can have that proper discussion if we simply accept the findings. So I will oppose the motion, and then if this motion fails, I will make a substitute motion.
Very good. If there's no further comment, I'll ask Carly to call the roll.
Fritz. Yeah, I can't support the motion either. It's very clear that policy 3.2 and 2.4, the analysis by the CRC, I believe, is supported, and that a reasonable person would not exonerate. So, no.
Fish?
No.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Udaly?
No.
Wheeler?
Yes, and I want to explain my vote, even though the motion fails. The standard, as has been discussed here by my colleagues on both sides of this issue, is a difficult standard. The question is, could a reasonable person have made the call that they made given the evidence that's been provided? And the evidence that's been provided is not rock solid. Unfortunately, what we have, as I mentioned, are different accounts, grainy video, judgment calls that were made over a 15-second span, and differing or questions around standards such as, was the individual restrained or not? And again, we're referring on both, relying on both testimony as well as a grainy video. The question of active aggression. Was the individual engaged in active aggression? He says he wasn't. I have no reason to doubt his opinion on that. But on the other hand, I likewise have no basis to doubt the opinion of those who made an alternative judgment. So for that reason, I support it, but the motion fails. Commissioner Fish, I think, was going to make an alternative motion.
Thank you, Mayor. We are now free, based on the preponderance of the evidence, to recommend an alternate finding. For many of the same reasons, Mayor, that you've just articulated in support of your earlier vote, I am very torn by the evidence before us. I am troubled by the documentation of six different tasers. I am concerned about the mental state of the suspect, who appeared to be in crisis, and frankly, reviewing the video makes that a little more clear. And I am frankly struggling with where that line is between active aggression and resisting arrest, and the sort of objective and subjective standards that you could apply to resolve that question. At the same time, as you note, Mayor, this happened during a very quick time frame. It unfolded quickly. And I think the Chief has made a point in reminding us that this encounter did not lead to a higher use of force, which would have led to an entirely different investigation and proceeding. Because I find it difficult to resolve the two competing versions, while I could not support an exoneration with debrief, I will make a motion to have this matter not sustained.
Commissioner Fish moves to have the issue not sustained. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a second from Commissioner Udaly. Further discussion? Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz. I appreciate the attempt for a compromise. I still support the CRC's report, and I'm very troubled by many of the other things that I'm reading in the record, which are not part of this case, but which I'd like to follow up on. No.
Fish.
There are a number of things that have been brought forth in this record and in this hearing that concern me and others. I am loath to second-guess officers who are making split-second decisions in these kinds of circumstances. I'm reminded of advice that Commissioner Fritz often gives us in land use proceedings about the requirement that we follow the law and the directions, and that we are scrupulous in adhering to the standard of review that we're supposed to apply. Because we're now operating, I believe, under a preponderance of the evidence standard, I just find it almost impossible to reconcile the two accounts and to adequately address this question. So I will use this opportunity again to just state the concerns that I have. I believe that with three officers attempting to subdue an individual who in this case gave some evidence of being in distress, I think that in our protocols and our training, we should continue to emphasize de-escalation. And while I appreciate that the chief has drawn a distinction between using a baton or a fist or, God forbid, something else to a taser, I don't want to minimize the impact of using a taser on another human being. And the fact that it was used six times, whether accidentally or not, troubles me greatly. And I must say, I think this distinction between active aggression, which the tape I don't think really adequately resolves, versus resisting arrest is a very fine line. In fact, I think you're likely to get different outcomes depending on whether you use an objective or a subjective standard. So I mean no disrespect to either the complainant or to the Bureau, but under the circumstances, I cannot get to a preponderance of the evidence, and therefore I must support a not sustained.
Okay.
Aye.
Thank you.
Saltzman.
No.
I agree with Commissioner Fish on this matter. It's problematic to me that the evidence doesn't constitute a clear violation of policy and procedure. That's something that we have to deal with down the line, and just agree that while I can't clearly vote one way or another. Not sustained seems like the only course of action. Aye.
Wheeler.
For the same reasons as previously, I vote no. The motion fails. Colleagues, are there any more motions that anybody would like to make before we open the windows and see that there's 36 inches of snow outside?
I hope not. Is it snowing?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, if we can't reach a consensus, that's it, isn't it?
If we don't come to a consensus, to be clear, and legal counsel can confirm this, then the finding is effectively upheld by default, is it not?
The findings of the CRC or the findings
of
the
Police Bureau, I believe.
But I thought we voted to reject the findings.
Could you come up here and clarify this, since we're now in new territory?
To be in limbo.
Yes, we're in new territory again.
Ben Walters with the City Attorney's Office. So at this point, You still have the other three options that you could consider that were described by...
And we understand that. What's the effect of what happened?
What if nobody has a motion?
There's no other path forward as I can see. So what's the effect of the last vote?
The effect of the last vote is your motion, of course, fails. If you can't come up with a majority, then effectively you have no... The decision of the chief stands.
But I thought the earlier motion overturned that.
I understand that, but you're unable to find a pathway forward to another finding at this point in time.
I think I was in the majority with that motion because it failed, so I'll move to reconsider.
Second.
So we need to vote on reconsidering it, and then I will change my vote.
Please call a vote to whether to reconsider.
To reconsider the vote on the finding... A vote of matter not sustained.
I would give Commissioner Fritz a chance to vote again on this motion.
Correct. Carla, could you please call the roll on the reconsideration?
Fritz. So for those struggling at home, that motion failed. I voted no, so I was in the majority, so that means I can move to reconsider, which is what we're doing here, is basically taking that vote again, doing a do-over. Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
No.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
No. The motion passes.
So now I move, again, Commissioner Fish's motion of not sustained.
Is there a second?
Second.
Commissioner Fritz moves. Commissioner Fish seconds. Carla, please call the roll.
Fritz.
I think what we have to remember here is that there's a lot of people who are trying to do the right thing here. There's the person whose car was banged into. There's the appellant. There's the officers involved that it seems like many of them got kicked and otherwise hurt. There's the passers-by. There's a lot of people. And then there's the review bodies and the Citizens Review Committee who have put a lot of time into trying to figure out the best way forward on this. So I'm changing my vote because I don't think we should just allow the chief's decision to stand. I do think there are a lot of other issues that need to be considered in connection with this case. Particularly pleased as part of the evidence here, I've been given the actual timeline of how this case took so long to get to the appeal. And that's an issue that we have to deal with Department of Justice settlement. So I'm glad to have a specific example. And as I say, there were many people who were hurt by this. And there's many follow-up things that we need to do. I do think that the officers should be counseled, that we need to... can hardly wait to see what the latest use of TASER policy is that isn't even in the record here. So that's something else that we should be looking at. And so a not sustained seems to be better than allowing the chief's decision to stand without further conversation. Aye.
I've already spoken to this motion. I'll just add one other thing just to be clear on the record. Some may leave this hearing today wondering what is the practical difference between exonerated with debrief and not sustained. And so I will just provide, again, my interpretation of the difference is that as we have struggled to apply a standard of review, which is very restrictive, and to reconcile facts that are sharply at odds and to consider broader policy questions, this, I believe, is a principled way that a majority of us can express concern. Concerned with aspects of this case, and I would hope that those concerns would be reflected in future training and protocols. Aye.
Saltzman?
Well, one thing I will agree with Commissioner Fritz, this case has taken entirely too long. It's ridiculous. I vote no.
Udaly?
Aye.
Wheeler?
So I'm going to stick with my first statement, but I want to add a few comments. As well. First of all, I want to thank the members of the CRC. They spent a tremendous amount of time reviewing lots of evidence, grainy videos, came to a principled decision. I want to thank everybody here who testified today. I also have to say this, while I support all of the broader principles that have been discussed here today, how the police interact with our public, how we treat people who are potentially vulnerable in the community, including those with mental health issues, I raised some concerns around training standards that are still of interest to me. But when it comes back to what this hearing actually is about and the facts of this particular case and the standard by which I am being asked to judge it, which is could a reasonable person with these facts have come to the conclusion that they did, though inelegant, for me personally, I have to answer that question in the affirmative. So I vote no again, but the motion does pass. And with that, I believe we are adjourned. Thank you.